hook and wing, then heel and toe. Hold me close for the Pickers Promenade. Beer sign hanging by the door, sawdust on an old dance floor. Tip your hat for the Pickers Promenade.
When the sun's dark's going down on the prairie and the starlight falls on the sage, that's when a cowgirl needs a cowboy to do the Baker's Promenade. Tonight's the first time I saw him. We can hear those twin fiddles play. Well, Houston starts to feel like Lone Star Heaven as we dance the Baker's Promenade.
Beat off with the Cotton Eye Joe, hook and wing, then heel and toe. Hold me close for the Baker's Promenade. Tip your hat for the Baker's Promenade.
That's when a cowgirl
needs a cowboy
to do the Baker's Promenade.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will sit down with Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell for a second day of questioning today as leaders in both parties continue pushing for more files in the case. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
President Trump is calling the Jeffrey Epstein controversy a scam, accusing Democrats of using unreleased court records to distract from his political success. Trump comparing the investigation to the so-called Russia hoax, saying, quote, they have gone absolutely crazy, adding, as things are revealed and I hope will take place quickly, you will see that it is yet another Democrat con job.
Extreme temperatures slamming about 140 million Americans today with triple-digit heat indexes from Texas up through Maine. Israeli and U.S. officials expressing outrage over France's announcement that it will join more than 100 other nations in recognizing Palestinian statehood. French President Emmanuel Macron will make the announcement next in September. This is ABC News. The Department of Justice is suing New York City and Mayor Eric Adams over its longstanding sanctuary city laws. ABC's Phil Tate is in Manhattan.
This comes just days after the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem placed the blame on Adams after a Border Patrol officer was shot in the face and still recovering in the hospital this morning. Well, that's as one of the alleged suspects behind the incident is set to go before a federal judge.
Days after the firing of late-night host Stephen Colbert and weeks after the $16 million settlement between CBS and the Trump administration, the FCC has approved CBS parent company Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance.
This means that Skydance will take charge as the owner of CBS, the Paramount film studio, Paramount Plus, and channels like Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and MTV. This $8.4 billion deal has been a year in the making. David Ellison, the 42-year-old son of Larry Ellison, will become the CEO of the combined company.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7:30. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Citing a desire to spend time with his family, Tony Evers announced Thursday he won't seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. Evers dropped the news in a video posted to his social media accounts, in which he noted his long political career, which included five straight successful runs for statewide elected office. The National Weather Service in Green Bay is confirming that an EF1 tornado touched down in Keshena during Wednesday's severe weather. Menominee tribal officials say no one was injured, but the twister did significant damage to homes, businesses, and county property and knocked out power to the area. And UW Health is touting the success of its new mobile app. The app includes urgent care and emergency department locations, current wait times at each location, and preferred navigation for users to visit their chosen location. Since launching in September of last year, the app has surpassed 15,000 downloads. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you gonna do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Big year. I'm starting middle school.
Welcome to the jungle, Missy.
Best part? My parents promised me a new laptop.
Perfect for homework, essays, and drudgery.
So we went to Staples. They had all the latest tech, and laptops were up to 40% off.
Woo! Another back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button.
Mom high-fived the cashier. So embarrassing.
Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Ends 8/23. Select models only.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. Our low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms possible with a high right around 86. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Do it upright for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy, yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
I hear songs on the radio. It might be fast or it might be slow. Wherever a song they play, looks at me and he smiles real sweet, but he don't matter to me, 'cause I'm thinking about you. Every little dream I dream about you, every little thought I think about you, it drives me crazy when you go away. I ought to keep you locked up at home. Like a wild horse, I wanna break you. I love you so much, I hate you. Every
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering where'd you get that cold, cold heart. Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? You only get one life, and this I know. I wanna get my licks in now before I go. Fire of love, dead and cold. I gotta satisfy the hunger in my soul. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? If we can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering where'd you get that cold, cold heart. Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you?
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. John Anderson, when it comes to you here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s with areas of fog. Please drive with extra caution this morning. 80s are expected today. We have our ag weather forecast here this hour. Also this hour, Jesse Allen is in our newsmaker segment. He had a chance to talk with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin this week, and we're going to have that interview with Jesse and Senator Baldwin in our newsmaker segment here coming up. Later on this morning, back at the Dunn County Fair, we have the Hog Show coming up at about 8:55 this morning, and then after the Hog Show, we'll have the Beef Show coming up this afternoon. So it's hogs and beef today on our video streaming service at the Dunn County Fair. You can watch both shows at our website at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the video streaming page, and that's compliments and sponsored by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. We'll also have the video streaming on NTEC Channel 99 as well. And thank you to the Durand, Arkansas School District for That's coming up. We have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. This summer, lock in peace of mind and propane savings. Elsevia's summer fill program knocks 10 cents off every gallon automatically. That's up to $100 back in your pocket just for filling your tank early. Plus, now's the time to sign your energy contract for next heating season. One less thing to stress about this winter. Call Elsevia's energy team today, 608-819-3140 to get started. 608-819-3140 to get started. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Feed Form Friday.
With Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Form, and our topic is looking at muscle change in dairy cows during the lactation gestation cycle. This was reported recently at the 4th State Nutrition Conference by Dr. Jackie Borman from Purdue University. And she reports that cows in early lactation and just prior to calving can mobilize body tissue. They can mobilize as much as 150 to 200 pounds of actually muscle itself and over 200 pounds to 250 pounds of adipose tissue as an energy source. So these are significant weight losses that occur. Her research is really zeroed in on the muscle itself change, which provide amino acids to the cow as well. Some early work looked at infusing casein into dairy cows right after calving, using casein, which has an ideal amino acid profile, administering it post-ruminal so it doesn't get degraded in the rumen. And when they added 700 grams in the first 4 days after calving, then the next 15 days, 500 grams, then the next 29 days, 200 grams, they saw a significant increase, about 16 pounds more milk here with no difference in dry matter intake. So certainly this muscle is a resource for cows to draw on in prior to calving and in early lactation, and therefore the question is how much will it mobilize? Listeners may ask, well, why are these cows wanting these amino acids? Well, we know it's important not only for producing milk protein, but immune function, hormone signaling, ammonia formation in the rumen for the rumen microbes. The energy cycle, the TCA cycle, reuses amino acid intermediates, and of course the unborn calf would be a factor as well. They're looking at measuring a couple of different factors at Purdue. One is using ultrasound images of the muscle to actually monitor how much muscle is being degraded. And then they're looking at levels of 3-methylhistidine and creatinine, looking at ratios here, which are basically reflecting the breakdown of muscle mass itself. They looked at cows in the Purdue herd, and they grouped them into two categories. One was what they call a high-muscle cow versus a low-muscle cow. And that just indicates how much muscle will be available because these cows respond differently in the lactation cycle. The low muscle cows had lower milk urea nitrogen levels that are occurring, had lower body condition scores, tended to produce smaller calves, and these calves also had less muscle mass itself. The high muscle cows basically lost more muscle mass but also produced more milk out here in the program. And they looked at differences between the first calf heifers versus mature cows equally as well. The high muscle cows do produce more milk, typically about 14 pounds more milk in early lactation. However, low muscle cows tend to produce more milk later in lactation. So the take-home messages are, one, that cows will lose muscle, and that will occur starting prior to calving and all in early lactation, but it will take the entire lactation to replace those amino acids that muscle loss that would have occurred. Those factors are not built into most modeling programs at this stage of the game. The cows can lose as much as 30% of their muscle in the lactation cycle, and of course, we'll have to maintain building that amino acid back in late lactation here. The high-muscle cows produce more milk, bigger calves out there in the program. Well, that completes our program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Innovations to better detect microbes in irrigation surface water, such as irrigation ponds and lakes, and in turn prevent contaminants from causing foodborne illness in crops. That is the work conducted by USDA researcher Yakov Pachevsky and colleagues incorporating artificial intelligence.
Remote sensing and proximal sensing, including artificial intelligence to process results of measurements.
Sensors emitting light waves both in water sources and through aerial drones collect data. AI crunching this data creates maps that break down contaminants at microbial levels. Pachepsky says while technology provides broader sources and breakdowns of information, cooperation of field-level farmers were also essential in developing detection methods that are more effective, cost-efficient, and quicker, with broader use and application of this tech approaching. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
June milk production up 3.3%. High Ground Dairy's Curtis Bosma will talk about it with Lee Milkey on Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-616-9695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-616-9695. That's 800-616-9695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Sitting out here on the hood of this truck, looking up at a caramel-colored sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Will those runway lights getting bright? I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Take off and fly. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off.
Yeah.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Gary Allen in Watching Airplanes here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikin, 64 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August down 3 to 1723. September steady at 1749. October up 1 to 1809. And November steady at 1825. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels steady at 166. 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 164.5. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 242. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 128 and 3/4. 8 trades. Dry whey down 1 1/4 to 52.5. 6 trades on the day. Cattle futures and hogs are both called mixed today. Cattle futures closed lower Thursday as anticipated, with traders positioning ahead of the cattle on feed report and the biannual cattle inventory report. Those reports will both hold significant importance for the markets. The biannual cattle inventory report will show inventory as of July 1st. Due to the report having been discontinued last year, the number will be compared to 2 years ago. A light volume of cattle did trade on Thursday at a dollar higher, likely setting the stage for the week. Box beef prices were also higher. Now, hog futures held their own on Thursday, closing mixed. The market, though, does continue to consolidate. August live cattle opens the day at 225.80, October 222.15, December at 222.65. August feeder cattle open at 328.90, September 329.65, October at 328.35. August hogs open at 108.20, October 91.10, December 82.92. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today, unable to follow through on Thursday's choppy session, which ultimately saw most prices recover from the small gains by the close, even though there was low volume driving the trade. Barring a Friday rally, all three major U.S. row crops will post weekly losses in what's been a steady drift lower throughout the week as weather bears at this point refuse to loosen their hold on the market. In outside markets, there was a layer of anxiety over equity markets as President Trump visited the Federal Reserve's construction site, which has now become a source of contention between the president and the Federal Reserve chairman. But investors should find some relief today after Trump reasserted he's not planning to remove the Federal Reserve chairman. September corn down 2 1/4 this morning to 399.5. December down 1 3/4 to 419. March down 2 to 436.25. New crop 26 down 1.5 to 457. August, September, and November beans all down 6 this morning. August at 998.25. September 999.75. November 1018.25. New crop 26 down 4.5 to 1026.25. August soybean meal down $1.20 to 268.50. August soybean oil down 26 cents to 56.41. Chicago wheat, September down 2 3/4 to 538.75. December down 2.5 to 558.75. Minneapolis wheat, September steady at 585. December, though, up 2.25 to 609. Energy markets this morning, September crude oil up 23 cents to 66.26. October up 24 cents to 65.37. Meanwhile, August and September gas both up a cent. August at 211, September at 208. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Thursday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 362, August 365, new crop 361. Cash beans 919, August 924, new crop at 929. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 381 and three quarters, August 377 and three quarters, September 373 and three quarters, new crop 370 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 390, August 388, new crop 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 371, new crop 370, cash beans 934, new crop 954. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 367, new crop 371, cash beans 916, new crop at 939. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 378, August 378, September 376, new crop 377. Cash and August beans 964, September 945, and new crop at 951. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and August corn 364, new crop 367, cash beans at 958, new crop also at 958. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 221 to 245, Holstein fed cattle 187 to 217, market cows 140 to 159, bulls 156 to 208, calves 500 to 1520, beef steers 280 to 535, and Holstein steers 165 to 325. Sheep markets, light lambs 240 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 125 and down, and rams 215 and down. Goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 370 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 224 to 239, finished beef heifers 224 to 242, finished dairy steers 205 to 219, market cows 120 to 139, market bulls 160 to 195. Market hogs at Zumbrota 75 to 98.50, light sows 72 to 82.50, heavy sows 80 to 83.50, and boar markets 34 to 46. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. And from the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox. It ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there. Now her arms are open, the house is a probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on and on. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a problem. I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open. The house is a probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned.
Was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Earlier this week, Jesse Allen with AOA had a chance to talk with Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Well, let's start with the reconciliation package that was signed into law on July 4th. I know a lot of pieces in there related to the farm bill. What's your reaction to that legislation, Senator?
Yeah, you know, I'm deeply concerned about where the passage of this bill left us and what it's going to mean for our rural communities as a whole, which, you know, I think we're largely left behind. You know, we could talk about both the SNAP cut and their impact on farmers, but also a lot of the healthcare-related cuts are disproportionately going to impact rural hospitals and rural access to healthcare. So starting with SNAP, my Republican colleagues proposed cuts to the nation's food assistance program. These are going to be really challenging on people who are going hungry right now. But remember, it's the farmers and producers who are putting the food on those tables. And I've talked to a lot of food pantries and food banks who are already at capacity. And once those food assistance SNAP cuts take place and they have to serve millions more families across the United States, they're going to be above capacity in many ways. And then on the healthcare side, cuts to both Medicaid, or in Wisconsin we call it Badger Care, and cuts to the Affordable Care Act, where lots of people will lose their private insurance that they purchased through the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. The estimate is that probably across the country, 300 rural hospitals will be at risk of shutdown. And where that happens in Wisconsin, that will mean care is available further from home. They have to drive longer distances. And many other hospitals will stay in business, but they'll cut their least profitable services like mental health and maternity care. And again, has some real negative impacts on rural Wisconsin, on the agriculture community. And why? To pay for big tax cuts for big corporations and the wealthy. That doesn't add up in my mind.
Where do we go from here with this being law now? I know there's some other pieces of the farm bill that are left to get done, for instance, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, your perspective on where do we go moving forward from here, Senator?
Yes. Well, I think we have to be engaged in real focused scrutiny of all of these measures as they are implemented. We have to call out the negative impact they're having. We have to uplift the stories of people who have been harmed. If there are hospital closures, nursing home closures, we have to put a spotlight on that and build the pressure on my colleagues to re-examine the cuts that they've made, to take another look at them, and hopefully where they've gone too far, which I think is in many areas of that big bill, that we can persuade my colleagues to restore those. And, you know, it's tragic that we have to go through with these cuts to our most vulnerable neighbors. But we can't just walk away from this battle. We have to keep on engaging in it.
Senator, I know a few days ago you sent a letter to USDA looking at them, wanting them to safeguard farmers' information, their financial information and more. And there's been a lot of talk, you know, earlier this year about DOGE and all their access. Can you tell folks a little bit about that request?
Yeah, so we learned very recently that an individual had been given access not only to review a USDA database, but also to manipulate it, to edit it, to overwrite it. And this is a database that has a lot of private information. You know, think about the information you provide when you're seeking a loan or a grant. So it's personal information, it's financial information, it's information that you wouldn't want your competition to get. And this database prior had very, very limited access. And it appears that the Ag Secretary, Rollins, has given permission to someone from DOGE. Reminder to listeners, DOGE is stands for the Department of Government Efficiency, except for the fact that it's not a department that Congress created or that has been given any sort of legislative approval. It is a creation of this president and his team. It's unaccountable, and people are very concerned that not only could their information be reviewed by somebody who has no subject matter expertise, he is not an ag expert, he is not an ag economics expert. And so not only can private personal information be looked at by this individual, but it can be manipulated. And we've already heard some reports that that has happened, that some people have been deleted from the database because of some irregularities with regard to how their birth date was entered into this database. And very alarming. I've certainly heard from folks who have had funding paused by the Department of Agriculture saying, is this the same thing? Is this guy in the database? Or was my funding moved around for other reasons? And it's deeply distressing to farmers and processors that I've been talking to.
It's a topic we need to keep an eye on for sure. A couple other things I do want to ask you about before we run out of time. I know you just introduced the Farmers First Act of 2025 with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So, look, farming is a challenging profession. And too many of our Wisconsinites in our rural communities, farmers, farm workers, don't have anywhere to turn when they need mental health help. And devastatingly, it shows the rate of suicide among farmers is 3.5 times higher than among the general population. And we can't stand for that. And it's why I was proud to invest in a program in the last Farm Bill, the 2018 Farm Bill, again, with my Republican colleague, Joni Ernst from Iowa. We authorized the Farmers First Bill to connect farmers and folks in rural communities with help. And I recognize that we need to do more. So this bill really doubles down on our efforts so that more folks in rural communities can help recognize the signs that someone's really struggling with their mental health, and allows us to double down on getting them help. So it includes activities like training to help folks recognize the signs, the telltale signs of depression and mental health challenges, to create support groups among farming communities, crisis hotlines, all sorts of activities so that we can take on these high suicide rates that we're seeing among our farmers and bring them down.
It is such a topic that needs to be brought up more and more. I know a lot of folks are struggling in rural America. Senator, also real quick, harvest season's right around the corner. Tell us a bit about the Reliable Rail Service Act. I know that has been an issue in Wisconsin and many other states as well.
Yep, you know, part of this process is getting our products to market. And we do so in the ag sector in many different ways. Trucks and trains and barges on our riverways. And so we have to get that infrastructure up to speed. So one of the problems we have in the rail is that, you know, there's real almost monopolies, duopolies, some people have called it, among our freight rail services. And that means that they have given very shoddy service to many of their customers. They preference their biggest customers, and they don't recognize that they have a common carrier duty to all shippers. And so my Reliable Rail Service Act helps us build a strong economy and lower costs for consumers and shippers by requiring the freight rail services to be reliable and to understand what their common carrier obligation means. So we define that finally in our legislation so that we can help the enforcement agencies hold those freight rail companies to account.
Many topics, a lot of ground covered. Always appreciate the conversation. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, thank you for joining us on AOA today, Senator. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. It's great to join you.
Thanks, Jesse. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Quiet conditions are expected today and tomorrow in our ag weather forecast. Now, the temperatures and humidity will both increase as temperatures will be hot and muggy Sunday into Monday with chances of showers and thunderstorms. Sunshine throughout the day today, highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Light winds becoming southwest at 5 to 7. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 63 to 68. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southeast winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 84 to 89. South winds at 5 to 8. Relative humidities at 59 to 64%. 11 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 90 to 95. Monday, mostly sunny, highs 90 to 95. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Wednesday, sunny, highs 75 to 80. And for next Thursday, mostly sunny, highs once again 75 to 80. Experience the magic of the Wabasha County Fair, July 30th through August 2nd at the fairgrounds in Wabasha. Enjoy the IMP Motocross, July 30th at 7 p.m. and August 2nd at 5 p.m. Bull riding with Great Frontier is August 1st at 7 p.m. with music by the Chubbs following. Kids games and inflatables, great food, and big races too. It's a week of food, fun, and fantastic entertainment during the Wabasha County Fair, July 30th through August 2nd at the fairgrounds in Wabasha.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Make sure your vehicle starts in the heat with a new MVP Platinum battery from Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through August 31st, save $25 on FVP Platinum batteries or $15 on FVP Volt Edge AC Delco and Motocraft batteries. Your partner's network car care center is Adam Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
A septic system shouldn't need a lot of maintenance unless you're putting stuff into it that you shouldn't. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Avoid septic cloggers and the killers as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Septic system doesn't seem to be working as it should. Take inventory of what kinds of things you're putting into it.
There are three basic layers in a septic system. Fats, grease, and oil float on the top. The middle layer is mostly clear, partially treated water, and the bottom layer is for the solids. If too many solids go in, you'll have to pump the system a lot more often, which is expensive. Extension soil management specialist Deanne Presley at Kansas State University says there are two categories of items that can wreak havoc in a septic system. Presley calls them cloggers and killers. Some people make interesting choices about what to flush.
A disposable diaper would be a clogger. Cat litter, there are flushable types of cat litter and flushable types of baby wipes, but I would not actually flush anything, even if it said it was flushable, besides toilet paper. That goes for feminine hygiene products, too. Nothing besides toilet paper and human waste should be flushed down the toilet.
The septic system also depends on beneficial bacteria and microorganisms to break down the waste. They can't do their job if you pour too many killers down the drain.
Standard household chemicals, a tremendous amount of bleach is a bad idea because that can mess up the biological activity. But your septic system will come back from some of those products. Biological activity comes back very quickly. Although you might sterilize your system for a while, that activity will come back.
Many of these chemicals could also contaminate nearby groundwater. Presley says to discard harsh chemicals through a local household